Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is South Central Fisheries District Supervisor Paul Bailey. We're going to continue our ice fishing previews this week. Paul, how are ice conditions shaping up in your district?
Well, they're honestly all over the board right now. We've got some lakes that might be allowing ATV access at this point, but we've got other lakes that definitely have some pretty sketchy ice conditions. So this is one winter going into it with the warmer spell we've had here. Anglers are going to want to be, we always tell anglers to be very cautious, really heed that advice this year with as variable as ice conditions are out there.
Okay, one of the more popular ice fishing spots in your district is Lake Oahe. How are walleye populations in Lake Oahe and in your district lakes?
Lake Oahe, things are looking really good for a lot of those 13 to 16 inch fish. We had tremendous natural reproductive success in 2014, 15, and 16. So those fish now are kind of stacking up. So honestly, anglers shouldn't be hesitant at all to take some of those fish home now. Lake Oahe is a place that we have pretty consistently in the past dealt with some forage issues, and keeping a dense population of walleye like that fed is always a concern. So anglers shouldn't feel guilty about taking some of those fish home this year.
Okay, how about your district lakes?
That's where I guess we've got probably better opportunity in our district lake fisheries than we've ever had walleye-wise. We've got some tremendous populations out there that I know anglers are definitely chomping at the bit to get after this year. If they produce as well ice fishing-wise as they did in the open water season, anglers should be pretty optimistic.
Okay, let's move on to your pike populations.
Again, if you want, Lake Oahe is definitely the place to be if you're looking to target some of those 20-plus pound fish. It's definitely got that trophy potential. I'd say overall pike numbers maybe aren't as good as they were a few years ago in Lake Oahe, but the chance of a monster is always out there. With our district lake pike fisheries, I'd say they're more kind of holding their own right now. We don't have anything really, you know, new popping up on the horizon, but places that have produced well for anglers in recent years are still going to be quality fisheries.
Okay, and panfish.
That's where, I guess if there's maybe a little more discouraging news, it would be with our perch populations in our district lakes for sure. What we typically see is after we have some of these high water events like we did in 2009, 10, and 11, those springs after those horrible winters, we had great conditions for perch out there. So had a lot of really good reproductive success, established new populations, and those kind of tend to peak, you know, in that 4 or 5 years after those high water events. So there's still good opportunity out there, and again, in places that anglers have had success in the last few years, would definitely be a good starting point this winter, but maybe temper your expectations a little bit that coming up with those consistent perch limits are definitely going to be a little more difficult, but honestly, some of the sizes of the perch out there are going to be pretty phenomenal in a lot of these lakes. And then I guess one other panfish fishery maybe to mention too would be crappie on Lake Oahe. That's certainly got a lot of attention the last few winters. And the bread and butter of that fishery the last few years has been that 2009 year class of crappie that was reproduced when Lake Oahe refilled following years of drought. That basically put ideal conditions out there for crappie. They had the cover they need, the reproductive areas, and the rearing habitat, the food, everything came together to produce some great crappie fishing. Lake Oahe still has decent crappie numbers, but again, maybe temper your expectations a little bit. That extremely strong year class is definitely on the decline, but early reports are some of the fish that anglers are encountering out there are really nice-sized crappie, so the opportunity is still there.
Okay, let's talk water levels in your district lakes, Paul. How are things looking?
We're not, I guess, looking fantastic out there right now. We haven't dealt with a lot of winter kill these last few years. Access is still pretty good, but I think we're kind of on that teetering point that if we get a hard winter with the lake levels that have declined throughout a lot of our district lake fisheries especially, that winter kill is becoming a growing threat. So we'd love to see some good runoff this spring, but we'd like that snow to come late, where if we get some early snow conditions here that prevent that light penetration into our lakes, that's going to increase the threat of winter kill on top of the low water levels that we already have. So what we'd love to see is a nice wet kind of late March, early April to recharge some of these fisheries because they certainly need it.
Okay, overall in the South Central District, how is ice fishing going to be?
I guess I'm very optimistic. If Mother Nature allows anglers to get out there and access remains good, anglers should be very optimistic.
A lot of good information, Paul. Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Joining me now is Missouri River Fishery Supervisor Dave Frieda. Dave, usually the big lake doesn't freeze up till late December or early January. Lake Skakuia, that is.
Yeah, typically the main lake down toward the dam, it's typically toward the end of December, early January when okay. It freezes. The upper end of the reservoir already has fishable ice in places.
This summer, fishing on Lake Skakuia was, again, very good for walleyes.
Yes, it was extremely good. We had a lot of effort and a lot of success among anglers and lots of fish and very good size quality too.
Okay, will that carry into the ice season, ice fishing season?
It should, especially the upper portion and middle portion of Sakakawea can be pretty good ice fishing. The lower reservoir tends to be spottier winter ice fishing. It's a little tougher bite typically, but no, the walleye population's in excellent shape.
Okay, let's move on to northern pike.
The pike population is, numbers overall are trending down somewhat. The big boom we had like after the drought ended in late 2000s, those pike are starting to decrease in number, but the size is there. There's a lot of nice trophy size pike in the population now.
Overall, how is ice fishing going to be on Lake Sakakawea?
It should be a good year. The fish populations are definitely there. We've never had more walleyes in the system than we have right now. Good size structure on them, and they're in good condition. And the pike, there's still good numbers of trophy size pike.
It's not really ice fishing, but the tail race is open pretty much all year round.
Yeah, unless it gets extremely cold, the ramp is usually open most of the winter. It can be kind of icy getting in and out. There's some effort goes on down there, and there is some people shore fish throughout the winter. It can be good, but it is a fairly dangerous spot to shore fish when it's icy this time of year on the rocks and things like that. But there can be some very nice fish caught this time of year.
A lot of good information, Dave. Thank you. Joining me now is Southwest Fisheries District Supervisor Jeff Hendrickson. Jeff, how are ice conditions shaping up in your district?
So far, the ice is thin yet. It's getting better. There's a few people venturing out, but it's got to be careful right now.
Sure. Take an ice pick and check the ice before you go out too far.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move into fish populations. How are the walleye populations in your district?
Walleye populations are pretty good in Hart Butte. Little on the small side, but there's some bigger ones that we had. Patterson Lake, they're good. Bowman Haley, not very abundant, but nice walleye. Indian Creek, the usual, catch anything from a pound to 10 pounds in there. North Lemon has a really good walleye population in it right now.
Jeff, let's move on to your northern pike populations.
Okay, northern pike are good, doing good in Hart Butte Reservoir, Patterson Lake, Bowman Haley, your Gascoigne Lake, Larson Lake in Hedinger County is a good one.
Let's move on to some of your panfish lakes.
Yeah, panfish are, you know, they're doing pretty good in most of the lakes in the southwest. Camel's Hump, they're pretty good. Odland Dam, Sheep Creek, always good in Sheep Creek, as far as bluegills. Patterson Lake, really nice bluegill population, abundant and large bluegills there.
Okay, let's talk about the Raleigh Reservoir. Two, 3 years ago you eradicated it?
Yeah, that one we eradicated the northerns about 3 years ago. Back online now. We've got perch and bluegill. Our numbers are good in there. Size is approaching keepers. There's some keepers. We stocked walleye in there last year, adult walleyes, and they're doing really well. So Raleigh Reservoir is ready for action. I suspect some people will be out there this winter.
We've had a dry summer, not so much snow last winter. How are the water levels doing in here?
Water levels are surprisingly good in southwest North Dakota. We did have quite a bit of rain this year, and it helped quite a bit. The only exception would be Raleigh Reservoir is still about 10 feet low. You can still access it.
Okay. Overall, ice fishing should be good in the southwest district?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a good year.
A lot of good information, Jeff. Yep. Joining me now is Aaron Slominski, Northwest Fisheries Biologist. Aaron, how are ice conditions and access in your district so far this year?
Yeah, we've got some good early ice conditions. Anglers have been walking out for a couple of weeks already. There's 6-7 inches on some lakes. So
let's move into fish populations. Let's start out with walleyes. How are the walleye populations in your district?
Yeah, we've got a couple of decent walleye lakes. Two of the better walleye lakes up in the northwest would be McGregor Dam, Blackdale Dam. Blackdale's got a nice population of walleyes and some fish over 20 inches, so there's some nice fish in Blackdale Dam.
Okay, how about northern pike?
Yeah, we've got several good northern pike fisheries too. Arnagard Dam has got some nice pike in it. It's a little, not a very big dam, but it's got a nice population of very nice pike. Cottonwood Lake and Powers Lake are our other top two pike fisheries up in the northwest.
Okay, and you have some panfish lakes also.
Yeah, we got some really good bluegill lakes. Leland Dam down in McKenzie County, Northgate Dam, been really good bluegill lakes for the last couple of years. Trenton Lakes continuing to be a good crappie fishery. Anglers typically do pretty good, kind of early and late ice on Trenton Lake, but it's also a very good multi-species fishery. You don't necessarily know what you're going to catch on Trenton Lake. It's connected with the Missouri River system, so anything that's in the Missouri River could be potentially in Trenton Lake. So,
sure. Aaron, how about perch lakes in your district?
Well, we got some lakes that don't necessarily pump out keeper-sized perch right now, but we got some maybe up-and-comer lakes. Starting to see perch populations rebound in McGregor Dam. Skirmal Lake had kind of a partial winter kill last winter. So we stocked it with some adult perch. Hopefully in a couple of years they'll grow to be keepable size. So
let's talk about water levels, Aaron. How are water levels up in the Northwest District?
We've had a couple of lakes drop water levels. We had that extreme drought 2017, but this year we had some good early rains. So most of the lakes have held fairly stable, but some of the natural lakes like Cottonwood Lake, they have lost several feet of water over the last couple of years.
And how is that affecting things?
It's not necessarily affected access or anything, but it's not a very deep lake, so it's only about 12, 13 feet deep now.
So overall in the Northwest District, ice fishing should be pretty good?
Yeah, there's been a couple of decent lakes pumping out some nice fish last couple of winters. Some of the pike spears found pretty good pike spearing at Cottonwood Lake last year. The water clarity was really good. I don't know about this winter, depending on how the lake froze up. Seems that it's a big case of the water clarity if it was windy when it froze up or kind of calm. But yeah, should be pretty good, good early ice this year. And no snow cover, so we should build lots of ice if we get some colder weather.
Okay, a lot of good information. Thank you.
Thank you.
For rules and regulations on fishing in North Dakota, pick up a 2018 to 2020 North Dakota Fishing Guide or go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For the Fisheries Division here at Game and Fish and the rest of the staff, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.